1, 2, 1 to the 3. It's Bleaky Health checking in, man, aka Calvin Lewis, BKA, call me what you want. Just don't call the people. God damn me, you know how I do it. I get straight to it, you know? And I just want to address real quick. You hear me? Sexy Red. Shout out to her, you know, because she from the Lou. I'm from St. Louis. She from St. Louis, so I fuck with her. You hear me? But I gotta be honest. You know what I'm saying? Gotta be honest. What's going on with her? I gotta be very honest, you know. And from what I see, man, it's crazy because it's like this is what they push. This the agenda that they're pushing. I'm talking about you can't go a day without seeing Sexy Red on your feed if you follow different platforms such as goddamn me, DJ Academics, Shade Room. You heard me? Any of those platforms? If you follow those platforms, you know exactly that they pretty much post her damn near every day. But I just want to address that the bullshit because it's like they're pushing this agenda of black women, they ghetto, they loud, they ratchet. It's crazy right now. Women accepting anything, so they're accepting this. They're accepting the bullshit music that come behind it. You know, let's be honest, man. Like, the shit not hard. Don't make hard music. And it's just very degrading to her and women in particular. Because black women specifically, because when others see us as a culture, they see what the media exposes. They see what the media put out. This is what they're putting out. This is what they are exposed to. So now they think that every last black woman is like that. Every last one of them is ghetto, loud, ratchet. You hear me? Nails, goddamn me, and snails. They thinking all of them because this is what they see. And it's just, they pushing it so hard now, bruh. It's crazy. And I believe there's no turning back. There's no going back to kind of clean up that image and become classy, respectable queens that the world should see you as. But this is what they seeing us as, man. And it's as backwards. We're going backwards. We're literally disintegrating right before our very own eyes. As a culture, as a race, no respect from others for real. Still get treated as outsiders. So it's like, and the reason for being is they think we have no self-respect for ourselves. And they steady pushing these bullshit images of these rappers and these trappers. Everybody sell drugs. Everybody got chains on. You hear me? Everybody got damn Dior, fashion down. This is bullshit. We'll never get respect. We glass on the totem pole. Financial literacy, financial freedom, health, marriage. So we last on the totem pole for the main categories that's needed and necessary for us to prevail and to keep goddamn me pushing and supersede the expectations of others and ourselves. We gotta, you know, but it's crazy, man. It's no turning back. I don't think so. I think all hope is lost for the black women right now. And for women in general, if you support this bullshit, if you support Sookie, Sexy Red, goddamn me, anybody who's pushing nonsense, you part of the problem. But with that being said, man, feed your mind with that good shit. Feed your mind with Lauryn Hill, Queen Latifah, Indy Irie, Jill Scott. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Those are my type of women. Yeah. Not the new ones. Not these new chicks. Nah. I'm straight. You hear me? I'm good. But feed your mind with positive shit. This is not how all black women are. This is not how all we are as a race, as a culture. It's a bullshit image. I don't respect it. And I don't, goddamn me, follow suit with that shit. So feed your mind with good stuff, man. Get your mind right. Keep your mind right. And keep your grind tight. Bleed Help. Out.